Hi there. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Nice to have you back on with us again.
Thank you for having me again.
Well, I am always excited. It's my favorite time of year. I mean, there's the holiday and all that, but also, and I told you this story a couple of years ago. I'm sure you don't remember, but I have been getting the World Almanac and Book of Facts as a gift every year since 1966.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
It started as, well, again, in those days, but it's still the source authority for all things. And as a young kid, I was just fascinated by the idea that so many facts could be right there at my fingertips. And all these years later, it hasn't changed a bit. I still feel the same way.
I love that story. And I, you know, I have heard similar stories from so many World Almanac fans over the years, and it never gets old because I don't think the World Almanac ever gets old. It's still a fun way to look back over the past year, a fun annual gift or something to look forward to at the end of the year. I'm glad that it's still a tradition that people are keeping alive.
Well, and I know people say, well, gosh, the internet. Yeah, the internet. But the internet has got a gazillion things and you have to find them. The beauty of the World Almanac is in its organization, its verification of facts, which is pretty important as well. And I'm still one of those people who believes that it's a whole lot better to have a book in your hand than to be searching out there in the ether.
Well, and you know, I think that having a book in your hands also allows for something great that the internet doesn't necessarily, which is this sort of guided discoverability. You can flip to a random page in the World Almanac and find something that you wouldn't have thought to put into the search bar or look up on your smartphone or look up on YouTube. You can actually flip to a random page and find something that you might not have thought to look up, but you can be sure that it is interesting. It's the authoritatively sourced information on any given topic, and that you hopefully will be curious about and want to engage with and read more about. And also with the World Almanac, we list all of our sources with all of our information. So if you do find that you've found something to be excited about learning about, you can actually go to our original sources and look up more in that way as well.
Well, and I did that very thing this morning. We've had this unusual bit of weather the last 24 hours. It got very warm for us in December. It rained, all our snow melted, and I dived into a little weather information and went down a wonderful rabbit hole looking at precipitation by city, looking at record temperatures by state, wind chill temperature and how that worked. And again, a temperature extremes. And I spent about 15 minutes learning some cool things that I never thought I needed to know until I opened the World Almanac.
That is exactly what I mean. I love when that happens. I love when you get sort of hooked on, you know, one single kernel of information, and then it sort of leads you down this wonderful rabbit hole of questions and answers to enlighten you or to maybe enrich your day.
Well, since I was a little kid in getting the book, I especially enjoyed those editions of the book that came after an election because of the wealth of information. This year, no exception, with a special feature on election 24, and it's probably the most comprehensive analysis and look at the election that you'll find anywhere.
Yeah, the election editions of the World Almanac are always a big challenge for us because we just have a couple of days after the election itself is held to get all of those vote counts in, to do our analysis. And it's something that we spend a lot of time during the year preparing for, just because we don't know what's going to happen. So we have to be prepared for every possible eventuality. Obviously, once we do have the results in, is when we get down to the nitty-gritty. So in the World Almanac, you'll find a little top-level analysis. You'll find, of course, an electoral map. But you'll also find things like campaign fundraising and the total cost of U.S. elections, and then vote results for Senate, House, and gubernatorial races, as well as presidential results down to the county level. So you can actually look up your local county results in that way as well.
Well, and as somebody who taught history and civics for a number of years, the World Almanac was always invaluable to me to go back and look at the history of presidential elections in the country.
That's right. We have actually presidential election results at the state level going back to 1960 and on the national level going back all the way to the very beginning. So you can actually get great election coverage going back to the beginning of the nation when those first presidential elections were held.
And I did it when I got my copy of the 2025 World Almanac, as I have done forever. I open to the sports section and immediately start poring over the statistics.
We've got almost 200 pages of just sports statistics alone in the World Almanac. And that's something that is a lot of fun to work on every year, especially in a year like 2024, which was an Olympic year. Summer Olympics are always a lot of fun to cover. I think we all had a lot of fun watching, of course, this summer, too. But you'll find all of the medal winners, gold, silver, and bronze for every single event in the World Almanac. You can look those up. And that'll be a great reference for you for years and years to come. You know, when the next Olympics rolls around, you'll still be able to look up those medal winners and see, you know, who's competing again that competed last time and how'd they do and all of that good stuff.
Always a highlight of the World Almanac is the year in pictures and some amazing photos this year to help us remember the highs and the lows of 2024.
Yeah, the year in pictures is always a full color section, unlike the rest of the World Almanac, which is mostly black and white text. But the year in pictures lets us get a glimpse at what happened over the course of the year in the news, but also in sports, in pop culture. We've also got a great section there that's photographs of those who have passed away in the previous year. So it's a nice way to sort of commemorate and remember, pay a little respect to those who have passed away that you might have missed over the course of 2024.
Yeah, and that's a bit of a morbid thing that I have always done is to turn to check out who passed away in the previous year that I may have somehow missed along the way.
Yeah, you know, it's just a nice way to sort of wrap up the end of the year. It's a time for reflection. Also just, you know, to take sort of a overview of everything that's happened. And obviously, over the course of the year, a lot can happen. You know, I was recently having a similar conversation and remembering that, you know, this was the year that we were all fascinated by a total solar eclipse. It seems like a really long time ago, but we're all out there with our eclipse glasses looking up, trying to witness this, you know, unique phenomenon that we may never have a chance to see again over the course of our lifetime. So a lot could happen over the course of a year. And then it sort of slips away into the details of just everyday living.
We're talking with Sarah Jansen of the World Almanac and Book of Facts. Tell me how much time and effort goes into assembling the editor's picks.
So the editor's picks let us have a little bit of fun. It's a theoretical time capsule that the editors are putting together. So it's not necessarily going to be, you know, buried in a public park or something like that somewhere. It's really just a theoretical way to take a look at some items that we think represent the past year. So in 2024, that would include things like a pair of those eclipse glasses, Caitlin Clark's Iowa Hawkeyes jersey to commemorate her all-time scoring record in her college career. You know, items like that that sort of, you know, give us a sense of just what was happening over the course of the year.
You'll appreciate this, too. My son, who's 10 now, a couple years ago, he got very into geography. And when I showed him what was in the middle of the World Almanac, he was thrilled. And I don't know if he can still do it for a solid year, though, because he drew them out based on the images in the book. He could identify every single world flag.
Wow, that is impressive. Yeah, I certainly would not pass that test, but I do know that we do have all of those flags in the World Almanac. So thankfully, I never have them far away. I can always just consult those pages and identify the flags that way.
And it always comes in handy for us on this show in talking with guests. We have Mike Farrell, who starred in MASH for many years on the show on a pretty regular basis. And I always go back to remind myself, looking at it right now, that they had a rating of 60.2 for the final episode of MASH, the highest rated episode of television in American history. But I can check out all the highest rated programs in history, that kind of information in the World Almanac as well.
Absolutely. And you'll find things like the more contemporary counterpart of that list. You know, that MASH rating, that record is not going anywhere because people don't consume television the same way anymore. But that means that we need to include things like streaming ratings, which series are getting the highest ratings in that universe now. We're tracking all of those things. So But I will tell you that the folks at Nielsen who do those television ratings and now do the streaming ratings, they told us that that MASH record is never going to change. They can't anticipate it ever happening. So Mike Farrell and his team can rest assured that they've got it for all time.
And, you know, you can even find World Meat Production as well if you're interested in that. It's anything that crosses your mind, you're likely to find it in the world's best-selling reference book, The World Almanac and Book of Facts, the 2025 edition, available now. Sarah, great to talk with you again. Appreciate all the wonderful work you and everybody does to make this such a tremendous resource.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. I hope you continue to get the World Almanac each and every year. Just because it's such a great tradition, and I love to hear stories like that.
Always the first item I put on my wish list.
Okay.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
Right, bye-bye now.